What's good? What's good, my people? You tuned in to the Big and Bright Show.
I'm Big.
And I'm Bright.
Let's go. Beautiful Broken Knuckle Studio, downtown Pontiac.
Yes, sir.
It's a beautiful day out. This week, it is a beautiful day. Last week, it wasn't. Today, it is.
Hey, I can rock with that.
Let's go. Let's go. Hey, so Big and Bright here, man. We just going to run down some sports topics for you today. We will talk about Ja Morant, projected number 2 in the NBA draft next month. He just signed a multi-year deal with Nike.
Big deal. Big deal.
Big deal. Word on the street. We'll get to that a little later. We also have, we'll talk about Pac-Man Jones and his great career as a cornerback in the NFL. He finally retired. Richie Incognito signs with the Raiders. We'll get into that a little bit.
Womp, womp, womp.
100 days from the NFL start of the regular season.
Man, can which I means, hurry up.
I know, right? I'm so ready. Which means 88 days from college football and 65 days from the preseason in the NFL. Man, I'm dying for some football, dude. Just give me the Hall of Fame game. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, I take it, man. Let's but go. College football, I ain't really too. We all know who's going to win that one, man. Clemson got that on lock. This is Clemson, Alabama 12.
We'll be getting into that as well. Kawhi Leonard decision. We got the finals coming up, so obviously some of the decision will be played, you know, according to how the season ends with Toronto. We'll also talk about LeBron James a little bit, and does he want to be coached? That's a good topic, I think. NBA Finals matchup, of course, like I said before. Former Fab Fiver, former Fab Fiver. Fiber.
Spit it out.
Fiber.
Spit it out. Spit it out.
Juwan Howard is the new head coach of Michigan. So that was still in the air as
that's
of
big.
Our
that's
last
big
podcast.
As well.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, hey, that's real big.
I like big. All right. So, and then lastly, we'll talk about privileged NFL players. We'll get into the Zeke Elliott situation a little bit. All right. Well, you tuned into the Big and Bright Show. Please send your questions, comments, concerns, your love, your hate. Send it all to our email address, which is Big and Bright. Bright is B-R-I-T-E. Show, bigandbrightshow @gmail.com. All right, Bright, let's get into it a little bit, my man.
Let's do it, my baby.
Yes, sir. So how was your holiday, man?
Hey, holiday was good, man. You know, I sat back, ate me some ribs, some potato salad, some of them good old baked beans.
Sounds
you know what I'm
good.
Saying?
Sounds good to me.
Got
so
my grub on a little bit.
Yeah, big. I'm big for a reason. So I'm on a diet, dude. Would you
man,
believe?
Look,
that?
don't come in here with all that foolishness,
I'm
man.
Just saying. I'm just saying. You talking about
how
the
was
ribs?
The wait, you gonna ask how was the holiday season and you ain't eat no ribs, man,
bro? So let me let you in on a little secret.
You vegan?
No, but I weighed in today.
You
right?
Chips?
I weighed in today, right? I lost 5 pounds in the last 10 days.
Okay.
The previous 10 days I lost, before that I lost about 15 pounds.
Okay.
So I did a little cheating, but when it came to Memorial Day, because I know I had to weigh in Tuesday, I ate a salad. Man. I had some green beans
okay,
and
up.
I had some
shut
baked
up.
Beans.
Shut up.
I know.
Shut up.
But
shut
guess
up.
What?
I don't
guess
hear
what?
It. I don't want to hear it.
I'm eating ribs and stuff tonight.
Shut up.
Because I weighed in, so I kind of cheat.
You've been
on my-
cheating all week, and you think, wait, this is what I don't get from you, Big. You cheat all week.
I didn't cheat all week. That's what I said.
When did you cheat?
Well, I cheated.
When did you cheat on your diet?
I cheated Friday. I did good Monday through
Thursday.
So what
was the point? Okay, so if that was the case, if you cheated, you should have just went ahead and just ate on Memorial Day.
But it was because I had to weigh in
the next
day.
Now you eating some day-old ribs.
No, but I get your point, but I didn't want to get on a scale, right, from heavy ribs, chicken, and all of that stuff the next day. That stuff would have still been in me.
It's still in you. What the hell are you talking about?
It's not in me yet. It's going to be in me tonight.
The stuff that you cheated with is still in you.
Yeah, but it wasn't that heavy. It wasn't that heavy. I had salmon, stuff like that. So it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's get into Ja Morant, man.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it.
But I'm glad you had a good weekend, good holiday.
Same for you, my brother.
All right. Shout out our producer, Dave, in the building.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's my go. Dude.
All right. So Ja Morant, the details have not yet been released of how much his multi-year deal with Nike is. However, we already know how these things work, man. When you got a big star coming out of college, you're probably looking at no less than $80 million for five to 6 years. I'm just saying.
Man, look, let me tell you something, okay? $80 million is far-fetched. All right.
Think so?
That is a LeBron James deal type money. Okay.
I don't know.
He is not going to get $80 million.
Well, okay. Well, let me tell you why I said this, Bright, is because LeBron got $90 million out of high school, but that was back, what, 15 years ago?
I don't care how long it is.
So
ain't nobody finna give him $80 million to start.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Where you think it's at? More like 60 million?
I don't say that high.
Really?
I say he probably get about 50 for his first shoe deal.
50 million. How many
50
years?
50 million.
Because, you know, multi-years ain't going to give you a 2 or 3 year deal.
No.
It's got to be at least five.
I say about
to
five.
To make it worth it.
5 years, 50 million.
Well, that's great.
That's still good.
Coming out of college.
That's still good, but 80 million is.
Well, I might have been jumping the gun, but maybe.
Okay.
By our next podcast, we'll know how much he got.
Yeah, but I don't think it'd be no 80 million. Well, I'm going to tell you that now.
I just said that based off of he's projected to be the number two pick overall.
Okay.
Zion is probably going to get what, 100 million?
No, Zion's going to get more than 100 million.
By the way, I saw where Master P and what's his son's name? Master P's son.
Romeo?
Romeo offered him 20 million for a shoe deal. I'm like, dude, you guys are about 80 million plus short.
No, they about 200 million plus short with Zion.
I thought that was hilarious.
I think Zion's first shoe contract is going to be 200 million.
Whoo. Wow. How many?
200 million.
Like 10 years?
10 years, 200 million.
And they're going to lock him up, huh?
Yeah.
You think he's going to sign with Nike?
Of course.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Nike is the biggest one, but it doesn't mean that.
I'm going to tell you why. Why Nike's going to pony up and give him $200 million. They have to make up for that shoe explosion against North Carolina.
Was he wearing Nikes?
He was wearing Nikes. Actually, he was wearing the PG-13s when it happened.
The Paul Georges?
Yeah.
Wow. So, I didn't know that.
And right then and there, you know, he could have bolted and went to Adidas and went to, you know. But
Under Armour?
Yeah.
Isn't Kawhi Leonard with, like, New Balance?
Yeah.
Is he, like, the only player with New Balance?
Man, dude, strange, man. You know, I can't. I don't know why.
Since you can't gauge it.
I don't know why Blood went New Balance over Nike or anything like that. I'm pretty sure New Balance probably ponied up a nice little. And I'm pretty sure they're going to have to come with a lot of cash now.
This is where we would insert the Kawhi laugh.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah. Right. He is a little strange. But I got love for Kawhi, man. Speaking of which, we're definitely going to get to his decision in a few minutes. That's a big decision, man, because Kawhi is a top five player in the NBA.
I'm telling you now.
So
there's
I mean,
no way.
The
there's no way in hell he stays with Toronto. No way. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
He wants to be in L.A. He is an L.A. boy.
I can see him being a Clipper. But we'll talk
about
that.
Yeah, he's going to the Clippers.
Okay, well.
But there's no way.
There's a precursor right there.
There's no way he's going to stay in cold.
Toronto.
Boring Toronto. And shout out to T-Dot because I spent a lot of time there. Those that know Bright spent a lot of time in Toronto.
I got to get over there, man. I definitely want to check it out.
It's not for you. You're a married man.
Yeah, but I
can. It's not for you. Leave it at that. You're a married man.
What? You acting like it's Vegas
or something. Not for you.
Sin City.
It's not for you.
Toronto?
You're a married man.
Toronto?
It's not for you.
Man, whatever.
You're a married man.
What if my wife come with me?
It's not for you. You're a married man.
Whatever. See, okay. All right. Well, we'll move on. Let's get to our word on the street.
Word on the street?
Word on the street? Word on the street is, as we discussed in our previous podcast episode, 9-year NFL veteran, 6-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was released by that very franchise. And so word on the street is he could be signing with a very up-and-coming team.
What makes them up-and-coming?
Cleveland.
What makes them up-and-coming? Because they signed a bunch of names?
One could argue that.
Okay, well,
one could argue
let
that.
Me remind you.
Remember, the Rams signed a bunch of names last year, too. And they actually went out there and put it
together.
Actually,
they didn't sign a bunch of names. They only signed, like, 2 or 3 big names.
Well, they made some trades. They got Marcus Peters from the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Sue. I don't think they had Tlaib already, did they?
Okay, Dominican Sue.
So they got Sue.
And Akeem Tlaib. That was it.
Tlaib, Peters, and Sue.
Oh, I take that back. They
and
did.
They got
Dante Fowler, and they picked up the receiver that was knocked unconscious in the Super Bowl with the New England Patriots, and then he ended up going to the Rams.
Who was that?
They replaced him with Sammy Watkins. Man, his name is on the tip of my tongue.
Brandon Cooks. Dude, that's 5 big names, bro.
Okay,
that's
five big names. What did it result in?
Not to mention
L.
Not to mention they had a pretty good draft.
L.
So I mean, but those are 5 good names, and they ended up making it where to the NFC Championship, right?
They went to the Super Bowl.
They went to the Super Bowl. I forgot. So you just proved my point. I'm not saying the Browns will go that far. I'm not saying the Browns will go that far. But when you're talking about putting players together.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this.
Impact players from each team that they came from.
Okay, well,
stars.
I'm going to tell you this. Anytime you start leasing players,
mm-hmm.
when you start leasing players on 1 year deals.
What do you mean by that?
And not drafting right. When I say by leasing players.
Oh, like Sue only signed a 1 year
just
deal?
Just like when you lease a car, it's not yours.
Okay.
You know, you only have it for, you know, what, 2-3 years, and then you got to give it back.
Right.
Back to the market.
Right, right.
When you start leasing players and not building through the draft, you start pretty much selling your soul at that point, and your franchise, you start becoming cap strapped.
Yeah, but sometimes it works when you do a 1 year deal because, like, okay, for instance, look at Sue. How many years? Okay, so you signed a 1 year deal last year. How much was it for? Was it like $12 million, $13 million for 1 year?
Something like that.
Right. So they went all in, which is what you want to do as a franchise. Any fan of any city that want to see their team go all
in. It doesn't work.
It almost worked.
Okay, well.
It almost worked.
Almost don't count.
Almost don't count. I'll give you that. With that being said, Cleveland, in my opinion, Bright, is an up-and-coming team.
Why? Because they signed all these names?
Well, you got to look at the names they that they signed.
Okay, Odell Beckham Jr., right?
They got Odell.
That's really why everybody is on their bandwagon.
Now, to be honest with you, it ain't just Odell. It ain't just like, okay, Odell went to Cleveland. Odell has been notably best friends with his teammate.
That's cool.
Jarvis Landry.
That's cool.
So they have a great chemistry together.
Okay. Well,
so the wide receiver room is going to be excellent.
Riddle me this, Batman. When they was together at LSU, did they win a national championship?
No.
Okay. So what make you think they're going to be up and coming and win a Super Bowl?
Because why are you going back? And did you ever take in consideration, Bright, that sometimes life experiences and hardships propels players to the next level? If they know that they were good enough to win it then and they didn't win it then, now they're together. They're much older.
Not to mention.
Much more mature.
Not to mention. They had Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
They had, Jarvis Landry. They had the Honey Badger on that team, too.
Honey Badger was with them, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had
and,
the
of course,
Honey
they always had a good D-line.
They also had Reed, the safety.
What Reed?
Eric Reed.
Okay.
They had Eric Reed, the safety.
Underachiever in the NFL.
No, he's not. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know who I'm thinking about? I was thinking about Mays, Taylor Mays. That's
how
what
you
I was thinking
get
about.
USC confused with LSU?
Because they're both big safeties and hard hitters. So that's what, in my mind, I was thinking Taylor Mays. But
okay.
Yeah, you're right. Eric Reed is a good player.
Anyhow, that team was loaded and they couldn't get it done. And what I'm telling you is just because a team is loaded.
That's true.
May I remind you of the dream team in Philadelphia?
Good point.
That signed a bunch of damn players.
Nandi Asamoah.
And it never worked out.
Vic.
They didn't even make the playoffs that year.
Yeah. You got
Vic,
a point.
Vic was there before that.
You got a point, but let me tell you why I think they're up and coming. I believe that Baker Mayfield is a star in the making, and you're only as good as your leader. So right now, this day, May 28th, 2019, I believe Cleveland is at least a 10-win team right now.
That's
yeah.
putting a lot
yeah,
of pressure
especially,
on them,
especially when Pittsburgh is not going to be the same.
How do you know?
How can you lose Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, and expect the same chemistry out of these young receivers who we don't even know? All
okay.
we know is Juju.
Do you know who the star was before Antonio Brown?
Before Antonio?
Yeah. Do you know who the star was?
Who?
It was Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace is long gone.
Don't matter. But what I'm saying is.
So are you saying Big Ben makes great work?
Let me finish
okay.
my point.
Talk to me.
Okay. Before Antonio Brown, it was Mike Wallace.
Okay.
And Mike Wallace was the one that got the big contract to the Miami Dolphins. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before Mike Wallace, do you know who the star was?
I would say Santonio Holmes.
Emmanuel Sanders.
He was after Santonio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And before Emmanuel Sanders, you know who the star receiver was then? Santonio Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
These guys produce.
Okay. You got a good point.
Receivers. Okay.
You
they produce all pro receivers. Do you think Pittsburgh gives a damn about Antonio Brown leaving? Oh, we're going to suck because Antonio Brown's gone. No. They don't care. So, that's what they do. Next man up. Juju Smith would be the next guy.
Okay. By the way, what did they end up getting in exchange? They got a first-round pick?
No, they didn't get no first-round pick, I don't think.
What did they get for Antonio? Do you remember?
I think it was like a second rounder or something. I think they did get a first rounder.
I want to say they got a second and a fourth, something like that. But so no more. What's the kid's name? Martavis Bryant, who couldn't stay out of trouble.
Oh, man, dude got suspended for.
I thought he would have been a stud.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, he got suspended, man. He couldn't stay off the weed.
The weed.
Crack or crack. They really didn't say what it was, but
substances.
Substances, you know what I'm saying? But
It's a sad story.
Nah, man. But, you know, the Steelers, they received a third round and a fifth round in the 2019 draft.
Okay. Wow. In the 20 what?
2019 draft. Okay. Which so they got a draft that just passed.
So we need to look up in the future and see who those player, who that those picks turned into, what players. Yeah. That's not bad. And you definitely got a point, Bright. The Steelers are known historically for producing good wide receivers. I just think with Big Ben getting a little older, he's a little slower. His arm isn't quite there, you know, 500-yard
games
and all this.
They said the same thing about Tom Brady. And just, you know, when he was, they thought he was at the end of his rope, and he just only ripped off two more Super Bowls. And probably he's going to get his seventh this year unless they play the Bears.
So you think that Big Ben, where would you rate him right now? You think he's still a top six, seven quarterback, top five?
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
This is laughable. Big Ben, I say, is probably top three.
Really?
In the league. Top three. Tom Brady, number one.
Tom Brady.
Aaron Rodgers.
Breeze has got to be right there.
Big Ben.
You going to put Big Ben over Breeze?
Yes. What the hell has Drew Breeze won since he won that one Super Bowl? Nothing. You know how many Super Bowls Ben got? Do you know?
He got two.
Yes, two.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Well,
and
I mean,
the only
Eli
reason
he got two as well, but you're not putting him in the top 10.
Man, come on, bro. We all know why Eli won. Wait. We all know why Eli won them Super Bowls, okay? And it wasn't because of Eli.
Guess who he beat?
It's because of the damn defense.
He beat Tom Brady.
He didn't beat nothing. The defense beat him. What are you talking about? All he had to do was turn around and hand it off. Rain? Didn't nobody ask Rain Man to do nothing?
Who were the running backs? Mendenhall.
Nah, I wasn't on Mendenhall. He was with Pittsburgh. Man.
Jacobs was.
It was Brandon Jacobs.
Brandon Jacobs and
that's all.
Tiki
I can
Barber
remember.
Won the first one.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, Tiki didn't win one because he retired
went,
and came
Tiki
back.
Tiki went and got waxed. Tiki went to the Super Bowl and got waxed by the Ravens.
Tiki came back after they won it. He tried to come out of retirement and it didn't work.
He was like, man, hang it up, bro. Ain't nobody thinking about you, fam. Keep it moving.
Yeah. So back to my point, man. I mean. You do have a point, okay? Pittsburgh historically have been known for developing receivers very well.
They develop
Brown,
players.
I remember Brown was like a third receiver, and he ended up number one. And
Central
the best.
Michigan out of the Mighty Mac.
Yep. That's true. But I'm going to say that Cleveland is going to win 10 games. I think Baker Mayfield is a stud.
Ooh, I say 8-8. Only because You got a lot of personalities in that locker room.
Absolutely.
And who is their leader?
Yep. And Freddie Kitchens is a brand new head coach.
Who is their veteran leader? And that's why I give them 8 wins. I understand that people are giving, you know, the Cleveland Browns, that want to give them the Super Bowl trophy already, want
right.
to get them the Lombardi trophy. But it's a lot of personalities in there. And we're going to see how things go when Odell's not getting the ball, when Jarvis
yeah.
isn't getting the ball, and
oh, yeah.
when things aren't working.
And they got David Njoku, so they got a nice assortment of offensive weapons.
Not to mention, they got
Kareem Hunt. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got a pretty much crowded backfield. So
mm-hmm. They got some weapons.
No doubt, they got some weapons, but let's see if they can use them. And,
yep.
again, you can look good on paper.
That's true.
But to quote Herm Edwards,
you play to win the game.
You
Hello?
Play to win
Hello?
The game.
You play to win the game.
Man,
and that's why they play the game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And so just to get on this and then we'll move on. If Gerald McCoy does sign with Cleveland, he would be joining Olivier Vernon, Sheldon Richardson, and Myles Garrett on that very stout defense. I think that's pretty good on paper. True, Bright is right. He said that, you know, you don't win the game on paper. You definitely got to play the games. But if they get a good chemistry together, I don't know who their defensive coordinator is. I don't know who their offensive coordinator is. Freddie Kitchens was pretty good when he took over last year as the interim. But so we'll see.
It's different when, again, remember when Jim Bob Cooter took over for your Lions and everyone thought he was the best offensive play caller?
He was the same.
Slice bread.
Yeah.
Okay. It's different when they game plan for
That's
you.
That's true. Very
when,
true.
You know, it's the same thing as Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when everybody wanted to cast aside my man Jalen Hurts.
Jalen
shout
Hurts.
Out to Jalen Hurts down there at Oklahoma. When mm-hmm. everybody in Alabama just casted him aside because mm-hmm. Tua Tagovailoa came in and, you know, oh, he's our quarterback and he's this, he's that. And I said, wait until they play some real competition
mm-hmm.
and you're really going to see what's really going on, because it's different to come in and a half when nobody's game plan for you.
That's true.
It's quite different. And Alabama had a pretty soft schedule. The SEC was weak this year. It was weak this year. And we saw just how mighty the SEC was when they ran up against Clemson. They got the doors blew off of them. So it's different when teams can, when a viable defense can game plan against you and see what you do. And quite honestly, I don't think Alabama would have made the national championship if not for Jalen Hurts saving them in the SEC championship. Because remember, Tua Tagovailoa, he was scrubbing, man. And before he got hurt, he was really scrubbing. And they were going to lose. And Jalen Hurts came in and brought him back. So, again, you know, same reiterating back to Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah.
He came in, looked like the savior.
Yep.
Now we got some film on what you want to run. And in the NFL, man, they take away what you like to do best.
That's true. But let me say this. We don't know if he's going to call the plays on offense. And Freddie Kitchens hasn't had the full those players at his, at his
in today's game,
at his grasp
yet. In today's game, the NFL offensive minds are the head coaches.
Right.
Are the offensive coordinators. Look at Sean Payton. Look at Sean McVay. Look at you know, the coach in Chicago, you know, Matt Nagy. They all call the plays.
Right.
You know, and they're head coaches. So if he doesn't call the plays, he's not a very smart man. So
well, they definitely have a lot of things to be excited about in Cleveland. Definitely. The only problem with Cleveland winning 10 games is that division is so freaking tough, dude. Like, you got Baltimore is always going to be there.
Huh?
Yeah. Ooh. It's tough.
Did they make the playoffs? No.
They might have missed the playoffs.
No. They missed it.
But keep in mind,
they got the young boy out there now.
Yep. Lamar Jackson. Shout out to Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Big fan of Lamar Jackson. Hopefully, with them adding, man, we got some stuff to talk about with the football coming up, man. They signed the running back from the Saints, Mark Ingram.
His name, Mark Ingram. Yeah.
And then they signed the safety, Earl Thomas. So there's some exciting football that's going to be played in that division, man. All right, let's go ahead and get to Pac-Man Jones, another player. He actually played in that division. He played for the Cincinnati Bengals
for quite a time. For about 20 years.
I know. I don't even remember, other than the Bengals, I don't even remember him playing for like.
He played for the Titans. He was drafted by the Titans.
Yeah. And then he played for the Broncos for a brief stint at the end.
Cowboys.
But, he was.
Cowboys.
Yeah, he did. He played for the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Pac-Man Jones had a great career.
Remember with the Cowboys, man, they hired someone to keep him from getting himself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You a grown man.
Wasn't there somebody with something with his mom or something?
Nah, that wasn't nothing with his mom. I think you got him mixed up with Dez Bryant.
That's right.
But you know, they hired someone to be with him to stop him from himself.
Wow.
Are you serious?
What was his issue?
Getting in trouble. That was his damn problem.
Like fighting
strip clubs. Yeah. Strip clubs, slapping up strippers, making it rain, choke slamming strippers, telling them not to pick up the money until he say so. This dude has some issues, man.
Control issues. Sound like. All right, so we got. I didn't know he only played for Tennessee for only three seasons.
That was brief.
2005, 2006, 2007, and then only the Cowboys for 1 year, 2008.
Yeah, they got rid of him after, I think it was like after like six games.
Then he played 8 years. Played 8 years with Cincinnati from 2010 to 2017, and then Denver 2018. He was a Pro Bowler in 2015, first team All-Pro in 2014. Very underrated cornerback. He was only 5'10", 185 pounds.
He wasn't underrated. He was well respected. It's just he couldn't stay out of trouble, man.
That's true. 507 career tackles, 17 interceptions, 92 passes deflected, 7 forced fumbles.
He was pretty solid.
Solid career. So, shout out to Pac-Man Jones. Very tough.
Think we need some gunshots behind that.
Very, very fast player. And then next we move into Richie Cognito signing with the Raiders.
Man, I don't care about him, dog. I don't.
Remember the whole Richie Incognito was bullying the player at one point?
You know what?
How do you get bullied in the NFL?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you this. And this is the honest to God truth. I'd have had to lay hands on Richie. No, I'm serious, man.
Definitely, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You're not just finna be throwing around the N-word, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, see, I know about that.
I'm looking at the rest of the cats, you know what I'm saying, on that team. Like, man, where y'all sack at?
Yeah.
Where's your manhood? Not only that, not only your manhood, but as a black man.
Yeah.
You let somebody talk? Like, what?
Wasn't he on the team with Pouncey in him?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, but that was with the Dolphins.
Yeah, it was with the Dolphins. Yep. But, you know, you throwing around the N-word like that, dog, I'm going to have to see about you.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool.
So, you know, like, bruh, hey, look, that ain't going to fly with me. So, you know, they're a little different in the league, man. You know, veteran or not.
And, I mean, they say different things on the field. I don't know that this was an on-the-field issue at the time. I don't know if it was in the locker room, but the reports at the time said that he was being bullied.
You know what's funny to me, though, and what people don't understand is that you can be racist in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They don't care. You can be a woman beater in the NFL. They don't care.
They try to act like they care now.
Yet when the public sees it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute you stand up for what you believe in, a black man having a voice, they ban you.
Yep.
Look what they did to my man Cap.
Yep. Shout out to Cap, man.
Shout out to Cap, man.
That's true, man.
You know what I'm saying?
The man did nothing wrong, dude.
They blackballed him, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the funny thing is that they tried to hide it. So I want to know, what is it that Cap had? He had to have something. He had to have something that was so damaging that the NFL did not want to get out, that they flat out just was like, you know what, name your price. Because anytime the NFL don't settle with nobody unless they know they don't have a dog in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
They don't settle with nobody. And then the fact that they settle with an undisclosed amount, anytime they settle with an undisclosed amount, you got paid. You got paid.
Yeah, I remember reading those reports. Some of the reports said he made like close to $40 million.
They lying, bro.
And then others said he didn't get more than $8 million.
Again, that's why it's undisclosed because don't nobody know.
Nobody knows.
But I'm going to tell you, anytime you go at it with a big corporation and they tell you that it's settled out of court at an undisclosed amount, you got paid.
Hmm.
Look at Tracy Morgan and what went on with him in Walmart.
Yeah.
Undisclosed amount.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
You got paid.
That's true. Report said that Tracy was driving away with a couple Lambos.
He drove away with the damn Brinks truck. That's what he did.
Right. And they tried to say, they tried to interview him. You know, Tracy, how much did you get? You know,
can't tell.
Or they try to get try to find a subtle way to find out information, and he just wouldn't let them.
Hell,
you know what I'm saying?
You think I would? You think if they gave me $500 million, you think I'm gonna tell you they gave me $500 million,
man,
after I done signed a disclosure agreement? It ain't none of your business.
That ain't happening.
Give me my cheese, let me skate.
Got you, man. $500 million.
I'm just saying in general, bro.
You're right.
I mean, this is a multi-billion dollar company,
the
NFL.
Absolutely.
Cap set him and his up for a very long time with that.
Yeah.
Trust and believe. And anybody thinks anything different is a fool.
Mm-hmm.
This is a billion-dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
He got paid excess hundreds of millions. Trust and believe it.
Hmm.
Notice you ain't heard him complain since. He ain't even dying. He ain't even trying to get back into the league no more.
Yeah, he's chilling, man.
He chilling.
He's doing his thing. He's definitely doing his charities. He's doing his philanthropy thing.
Hey, so, I'm telling you.
Hey.
Cap is going to go down as probably our generation's Muhammad Ali.
I agree.
For standing up for what he believed.
I agree. And I don't think we've heard the end of him.
Nah, we haven't.
You know what I'm saying?
We haven't. And
shout out to Nike too, man.
Yeah, you know big ups to Nike, man.
Because, and I remember even the outrage then, people were like, oh, I'm burning my Nike stuff.
So, like, look, those who was tripping, bruh, were them orthopedic looking Nikes, the all white boys with the navy blues check. You know what I'm talking about? Look like hospital shoes.
What you talking about?
Yeah.
The shoes that you cut grass in.
Look like Bobos, yeah. They cost $1.99 Bobos.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So shout out to Nike, man, because, you know, they didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have to put his name on anything that they represent. And they went ahead and said, you know what? This would be a good campaign. We stand by you, Cap. And for that, man, I love it, dude. I love it. I freaking love it.
I crack up about it when they say, oh, well, he's disrespecting the flag and all this and all that. Like, wait.
Like, he was told, he asked, he met with a former serviceman. He said, what would be the most respectful way to go about my protest?
He said, kneel.
And dude said, kneel. Now, and this is what I was saying all on social media. I'm glad I finally get a voice to say it on the microphone. But when a player goes down an injury, myself and Mr. Bright, we both play high school football. He played collegiate football. When a player goes down with the injury,
we kneel.
What do you do to show respect?
We kneel.
You kneel. You're saying, hey, dude, you know, you're not our teammate. You know, we want to crush your brains on the field. But right now, you know, we want you to get up and be well. Like, this is a game. This is not life. You kneel. Respectfully kneel. This dude had a legitimate concern that he felt, you know, people of color didn't have a voice in this United States of America. And he's going to use his platform to stand on their behalf, people who have been served unjustly. And so he chose that. But we're not going to stay right there. But I'm just saying, I stand with Cap, dude. I'm definitely 100% with Kaepernick. Definitely shout out to Nike. And we have not heard the last of Cap. That's for sure.
Facts.
Yep. So with that being said, 100 days from the opening kickoff.
100 days from the opening kickoff.
100 days.
That seemed like a long time.
Dude, that's so long, dude. Like, summer hasn't even begun. It's not even – well, it is almost June, but you got to go all the way through June, all the way through July.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
All the way through August.
It's the process. Enjoy the process.
So
– I don't know what you're such a rush for anyway.
Chill out. Chill out.
Your season is a loss before it begins.
We definitely finna get on my Lions today because my man – Bright is so disrespectful. He's so disrespectful. He don't even give us a chance.
I told you 7-9, bro. That's respectful.
And you know what? If you give us 7-9, there is always 2 or 3 games where it could go either way. So I'll take 10-6.
Huh?
88 days from college football kickoff and 65 days from the preseason. The preseason, if I'm not mistaken, no, the regular season starts with your Bears. It's Bears and Packers. On Sunday night football
Get
or Thursday
right.
night.
Get it right.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Thursday night football.
Thursday night football.
We kick the season off.
Kick the season off.
September 2nd.
And you know what? Like I told you guys last episode, I'm not a Bears hater.
It's all good, man.
I'm not a Bears hater. They had a great season last year. I was quite upset when we had a chance to get Khalil Mack, as did 32 teams. The Bears were,
you didn't have a chance to get Khalil Mack because your money is tied up in Matthew Stafford. And every great player that you've ever had, you got rid of to pay Matthew Stafford. How many playoff wins does Matthew Stafford have?
We need a sound effect right there. Or we could have just had complete silence because he has 0.
Exactly.
A big donut.
Do you know that you've got rid of Cliff Avril? Adamican
Sue. You didn't get rid of Cliff Avril.
Be quiet and let me finish. You got rid of Cliff Avril.
Yeah.
Adamican Sue.
Yeah.
Megatron. Oh. Oh.
He retired, man.
You want to know why he retired? He got tired of getting his damn brains knocked out from getting the ball forced down his damn throat 20 times a damn game.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Okay. So, again, everybody that I just named have all went outside of
Megatron because he retired.
Exactly. Do you know all 3 of those players that I just named? Cliff Avril.
Have been to the Super Bowl.
Have been to the Super Bowl.
Who did you name? Cliff Avril, Sue, and who else?
Cliff Avril, Adamican Sue, Megatron. What's the little funny looking boy? Golden Tate. Oh. He went to the Super Bowl before he got to Lions, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, hell, look what the boy, the tight end.
Ebron.
Yeah.
Ebron had a great, shout out to Ebron, man.
Pro bowler.
Ebron follows me on Twitter.
What is it that's going on with this Lions organization, man, to where they just can't, it's like the land of misfit toys. They can't get
it
right.
I'm telling you, bro, you are painfully correct. I mean, I sit here today, May 28th, 2019, at approximately 8:10 p.m., and I am a sad Lions fan. I'm a very unfortunate, lifelong Lions fan. I love my Lions. I don't think there's anything that could ever happen that would stop me from rooting for the Lions. especially when Matthew Stafford is out of here.
Not winning a playoff game since 1992 should make you stop rooting for the Lions.
Well, 91, actually.
No, it was 92.
Well, yeah, January 92, you're right. But it was the 91 season.
Yeah, but it was 92. You got the doors blew off of you about a while.
I know, man. Like,
games.
I just keep freaking thinking that one day, dude, is going to be the day. And I feel like the day that I jump off the bandwagon, them Jokers are going to win the whole Super Bowl, dude. Like,
huh?
That's just how I feel. Anytime you're a fan of something and you're invested that much, dude, you can't just be like, I'm done. I can't do it. I don't know. Call me crazy. You looking at me like I'm crazy. Y'all, he looking at me like I'm crazy right now.
Hell yeah.
His eyes are about to pop out his head.
Like, you beyond crazy.
But, I mean, dude, I'm, you know, and, you know, shout out to the Lions fans out there. I know you guys are going to listen. I know you guys are going to be emailing us. You know, some way, somehow, we got to get it together.
You know, Lions fans remind me of a delusion of a baby mama that can't let go of her no good baby daddy.
I've heard that before.
Listen, it's because you want, you know, the baby mama wants,
you love him.
She loves her baby daddy. Right. She know he ain't nothing. Mm-mm. She know he ain't, you know, dog crap.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but I understand.
But listen to what I'm telling you. She knows he's not nothing,
yeah,
but at the same time, she loves him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Truth of the matter is, he ain't laying like she want him to be.
Right.
And that's how Lions fans are. The Lions ain't laying like that.
And that's what's so unfortunate.
Yet you're
about
so
it.
Delusional. You're so blinded that every year you think it's your year.
There is some form of delusion that sits on the left side, on the back side of our brain somewhere.
Why do you keep buying tickets?
Dude, like, we have some of the best freaking fans in the United States
of
America.
I say the Lions, you know, like, Lions and Browns fans are, like, the best fans on the planet because you mm-hmm. never win.
And we
yet you always show up.
We travel well. I mean, you know,
I wouldn't say travel well.
Well, no, I mean, if you look at, like, when we go to Miami, Tampa Bay, especially, like, when it's cold in Michigan, and they have a chance to go to a nice season,
you
know, like a nice weather city. Dude, we're there. I can pull up pictures on Google. Like, we travel well.
Ooh.
And there are a lot of fans that live in Florida, et cetera, stuff like that. So, you know, you always hear Lions fans in certain places. With that being said, dude, we
suck. Flat out. Suck.
I'm gonna remain hopeful until I can't do it anymore. I'm 36 years old today. And, you know, we got grandfathers and stuff who are like 60, 70, and
never
they're still holding
the
on.
Super Bowl.
Never seen the light of day.
That's going to be you. You do understand that. That's going to be you.
It can't be, Bright. It can't be, dude. Like, something got to happen, dude. Like, somebody has to die. Somebody has to move. Somebody has to sell something.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm just being serious.
You better go down there to
somebody got to die or
Miss Ford and tell her she need to hurry up. Because that team's not going anywhere.
Listen, Miss Ford, if you can hear me right now.
You going to wish her to die?
Just sell the team.
Jesus.
No.
For God's sakes, man.
Jesus. No. I'm going to hope that Miss Ford comes to her senses, her 99 year old senses.
Oh man, it was just so disgusting to watch her get up there when
I love Jim Caldwell.
Oh God. Like, who dug this corpse up? Like, who the hell,
dude? Miss Ford be sitting in the war room during the draft.
Why, dude? Right. She don't even know what the hell is going on. Like,
bro, I think
when's the last time you watched? I mean, seriously, she's falling asleep at the games, bro.
Bro, I think it's she wants to give the illusion of
she knows what she's doing,
that she cares. Everybody knows that Martha Firestone Ford, who already had money because she's a Firestone. In case you guys didn't know that, Martha Firestone Ford married Bill Ford Sr. And everybody knows that they have always been about their automobiles, you know, and they
stick
bought the
cars.
Team. Right. They bought the team as a hobby. We all know that, dude. We've been in Michigan our whole lives, bro. You guys never cared. You guys never. How come we never get the players that we want here? Fans,
because don't
never.
Know. You want to know why?
Like, it's very rare. Like,
you,
okay,
you
we
want
it
to know why.
We want to sue. We want a Calvin Johnson.
Do you want to know why?
I
want to
know why.
What the hell is there to do in Detroit?
But see, there are far worse places to go.
Where? Cleveland.
Well, there are some places that don't even have sports teams, professional sports teams. There are some places.
Bro, we only talking about NFL teams. We not talking about Chickasaw, Alabama. We ain't talking about Stand Back, Mississippi.
Wicopique, Nebraska.
You know what I'm saying?
Stand back.
choke a whole Iowa. We ain't talking about that, man. You know what I'm saying?
You stupid. You're so stupid for that.
I'm saying. No, you're right. We're only talking about NFL teams, man. Yeah, yeah. So with NFL teams, who wants to come to Detroit? It's cold as ever.
It's cold.
It's cold as hell.
Our roads are trash.
Terrible roads. You're going to tear up your damn car.
Mm-hmm. Our teams are mediocre at best. Like, the Lions are literally the hope of the city right now. And that's a shame.
Damn, not even the Pistons, huh?
The Pistons are...
At least they made the playoffs.
Bro, the Pistons playoffs? Are a complete joke. And it goes to the owner. I wish Dan Gilbert can either buy the Lions or the Pistons.
Hey, I'm
going to
tell you what. Hey, Pistons, if you're listening, hire me as your GM. I'll get you together real quick. Because it's not that damn hard. But it all started in the decline of Joe Dumars passing on Carmelo Anthony.
It's bad.
With the second pick in the 2003 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Darko Milicic from Serbia and Montenegro.
It's bad.
It was all downhill from
there. It was
all
downhill from
there. He set the Pistons back 40 years with that stupid-ass pick. He set them back 40 years. Bro. Not only that. Uh-huh. Not only that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that,
we
about
that Joe
Dumars
stuff.
We definitely have to talk about that. Yeah. But not only that, he costed them, at least in their prime, three championships by passing on Melo. Because there is no way in hell any team in the NBA could have beat that Pistons team with a Carmelo Anthony on it.
I would say he cost us at least two.
No, I'm going to say three. You want to know why? Because one, they lost to the Spurs.
Yep.
Okay, in seven games. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they couldn't score. They lost to Boston the following year. Why? Because they couldn't score.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I like to see you fired up about the Pistons.
No, that pissed me off. Because you know what? I tried to be a Piston fan.
Did you?
I tried twice.
This is a breaking news.
No. I tried twice. Okay. First time I was a Grant Hill fan.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell y'all my Grant Hill story.
Everybody
okay.
Got a story.
Let me tell you my Grant Hill story, okay?
Let's hear it, bro.
I was 11 years old. This is when the Pistons played at the Palace of Auburn Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone that knows me know I am a Jordan diehard. I got Jordans on my feet right now as I speak. I was a diehard Chicago Bulls fan, but I liked Grant Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the fact of me liking Grant Hill, I see him at Showcase Cinema in Bloomfield Hills. 11 years old. I had the jersey. I had the shoes. I was a fan.
You was ready.
I was ready. I seen Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Seen him. He was in there talking on the cell phone. He's 11 years old. I seen him. And we was going to watch the movie, I think it was Friday.
Wow, that's 95, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a rookie.
Holy smokes.
He was a rookie.
Okay.
I seen him. You know what I'm saying? So I run up. You know what I'm saying? After I just got I drop my popcorn. I run up to the damn counter. Mm-hmm. I get a pen and a napkin.
Mm-hmm.
And I run up to him and I'm like, Mr. Hill, can I get your autograph?
Mr. Hill.
He looked at me
like I
pissed in his cornflakes.
Like,
man.
He was a scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Like, get this kid away from me.
I'm 11 years old, bro.
Yeah, bro, that's heartbreaking.
He waved me off and turned his back to me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I had some choice words for him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say on the air. But at the same time.
11-year-old cusser.
Oh, yeah. I let him have it because my feelings was hurt, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, dude.
I took the jersey off right in front of him and threw it in the trash, and he seen that. And I cut grass in his shoes ever since. And then 2 years later, he tore that ankle up and was never the same. Bum.
Wow.
Serves him right. I always said if I ever went pro, I would never do a kid like that. Even in college, I signed autographs, bro.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I never did people like that.
I heard Zion Williamson.
Had a similar story with Anthony
with
Davis.
Anthony Davis.
That stuff
and it was somebody else
with
too.
A child.
It was somebody else, too. It was Anthony Davis and somebody else.
John Wall,
I think. Yep. When he was in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems to me that he was at a Kentucky basketball camp.
Camp,
seen now.
Camp or clinic or something.
Had
like
to.
That. Uh-huh. Yep.
But.
Yeah. I feel you, man. I feel you. Let's move into, because time is of the essence, Kawhi Leonard decision. Kawhi Leonard is currently, and by the way, I have to take my hat off. I'm literally taking my hat off at the moment to Mr. Bright, who called Toronto winning the series against Milwaukee.
Damn right.
They won four straight.
And what did I tell you was going to happen?
He said if Kawhi Leonard gets on Giannis and locks him up,
it's over.
It's over. And you can refer back to the first podcast, 5/21/19. He said that. He said that Kawhi would lock him up, and he did such things.
Because I know Giannis is limited. And everyone wanted to act like Giannis was the next best thing as LeBron James. Are y'all high?
Well,
do y'all not watch basketball? No, this is what pisses me off about these casual fans. Do y'all not watch basketball? Everybody swinging from Giannis' sack like he's just the best thing in the world, bro. And hey, I'm like, okay, he's good at what he does, but he has to get to the basket in order to take over a game.
Right.
You stop him from getting to the basket, he has no mid-range game. His game is very limited.
Very limited, but he's an MVP candidate even with a limited game.
Nah. No.
LeBron James won, what, 3-4 MVPs with 3 moves?
Nah, bro. LeBron was, look, just, I'm not a LeBron fan.
Right. But LeBron don't got no moves, bro.
Bro.
He put his shoulder down.
I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron got game, bro.
He got game, but he don't got moves.
Don't matter about his damn moves. He can score when he needs to score.
Giannis got game.
Giannis cannot shoot the mid-range.
Okay.
LeBron, he can't shoot either. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But LeBron can knock down shots.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't get to the basket, he knows how to draw a foul.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis needs to figure it out in order to take that next step, next level. Now, if Giannis can develop a mid-range shot, arguably Giannis can go down as probably one, if not the greatest player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
However.
No, not at this point.
Listen, bro. Listen.
He is 24, but.
He's young.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm telling you is, if he develops a mid-range game, he can go down as one of, if not the greatest player of all time, because you cannot stop him with a mid-range shot. However, no one's going to be better than the GOAT.
The GOAT, Michael Jordan.
Period.
A lot will argue that it's Kareem, but I'm with you.
Bro.
I'm with you. Let me tell you something about what you just said, about him if he develops a shot. Giannis could arguably be a top three player of this particular generation. Top player of all time? Absolutely not, because most players started scoring in high numbers early on. So if you're 19 years old and you're averaging 22, 23 points a game.
Ain't that many 19-year-olds in the NBA averaging 22, 23 points a game.
Not now, but if you look in the 90s, if you look at certain.
Wasn't then.
I beg to differ.
Kobe wasn't averaging 19, 20 points a game.
Kobe wasn't. Garnett wasn't. No. But I'm
McGrady
just saying.
Wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
It takes a minute, bro. You got to let. First and foremost, you got to let your body develop.
That's
but,
true. Yep.
You know, so.
All right. So with that being said, where would Kawhi Leonard go?
I mean, he ain't going to the Clippers, man.
You know? Okay.
He going to the Clippers. Plain and simple. He's not going to stay in Toronto. I know everybody wants him to, but the boy wants.
Does it matter who's on that roster?
I'm pretty sure they'll build a roster.
Okay. Around him?
Around him. I'm pretty sure if, let's say, Kawhi goes to the Clippers and so does Kyrie. Highly unlikely.
Yeah. That's very unlikely.
Highly unlikely, but I'm saying there's a lot of free agents that's out there. They can put a team together. You know? So if you look at it from that standpoint. If you look at it from that standpoint of them putting a team together around Kawhi, you know, of course, Patrick Beverley, you know, they got
and Lou.
Yeah, and Lou, you know what I'm saying? But
Harrell.
A lot of them people, a lot of them cats won't even be there. You know what I'm saying? If they get Kawhi. They'll be looking to put a roster around him. So, and it's a good chance that, you know, LeBron, if he can do it and can swing it and can get Kyrie out there.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. That's not very intriguing at all, because neither Kyrie or LeBron are the same players they were in 2016 when they won the championship.
Bro, okay.
I'm just saying it's not that intriguing
a
as
lot,
it would have been.
A lot went into them winning that title. It wasn't just their talent alone.
Right.
It was
it was plagiarism.
Yeah, pretty much, man. You can put an asterisk next to
absolutely.
That championship.
But I'm just saying they don't win the ship without Kyrie doing what he did.
They don't win the ship without Adam Silver doing what he did.
Right. But my whole point is Kyrie is banged up. LeBron is getting older. He can't play. I don't see him playing 100 games a year like he previously did before. So it's not that intriguing to get Kyrie. I would rather see Kemba Walker or the boy from Washington that shoot all them jumpers. Bradley Beal. I'd rather see one of those guys. One of those guys would be more exciting because they can shoot the ball a little better.
Well,
Kemba Walker.
Well, first and foremost, they and with LeBron, they need to find out what type of coach will mesh with him. So, again, you know, does he want to – there goes back to the question. Does he want to be coached?
Good question.
I don't know. Because he went this far. Mm-hmm. He's went this long. And the yep. only real coach that he had close to resemble was it. Okay, everybody say it was Eric Spoelstra. No, Spoelstra. It was Pat Riley. Okay. It was Pat Riley.
Shout out to Spo.
Pat Riley was giving him that tough love and okay. wasn't kissing his behind. LeBron had no respect for Spoelstra. Period. You seen it clear as day when he shoulder checked him and during a timeout. You know, when the Heat was there or whatever.
I didn't hear too much about stuff going on between him and Spoelstra.
You know what I'm saying? There was mm-hmm. no respect there. But regardless of the fact, again, LeBron, I always told people, LeBron would never reach that greatness level until he get a coach to push him mm-hmm. and make him go beyond what he want, what he think he can do.
Right.
He's never been with a coach like that. Kobe wouldn't be Kobe.
LeBron is coachable.
I don't think he is either because it's too late in his career. He has an ego. Mm-hmm. However, you know, you go on and you go about it this way. Mm-hmm. You go this long without it.
Yeah.
It's a lost cause now. Yeah. So you have to get with somebody that he can actually mesh with and actually that's why they brought on Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Who you think developed Giannis?
That was kind of
Jason Kidd.
And that's a great point, but that was kind of messy. Why would you do like a under kind of thing? Like cuz like from day one,
I don't know.
Stephen A. Smith even alluded to it. He was like, you bring in Jason Kidd or I think Adam Schefter or somebody, I don't know, one of those guys. They said that, you know, you bring in Jason Kidd because if
they just should have hired him.
Frank Vogel
get-go.
Doesn't work out.
They just should have hired Kidd from the
get-go. Kidd has some
bro, he's not a player.
Issues.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about them issues. Them issues was nearly 20 years ago.
Right, but they're saying that him being in the bright lights of L.A. wouldn't be so readily to accept Jason Kidd.
They will accept
any
damn thing that's winning in L.A., okay?
Yeah, if you accepted Luke Walton, who, you know, had never had any head coaching experience before.
Yeah, sexually harassing women every day. Come on, man.
I didn't hear anything about that, but okay.
Moving on.
With that being said, so we both agree that Kawhi will probably take his talents to L.A. We both agree that LeBron doesn't want to be coached. That takes us to the NBA Finals.
Brooms.
I already know what you
brooms. Bring out the brooms.
I can see the finals being 4-2. I can see them win.
I can see it 4-0. Easy.
I can really see Kawhi
4-0.
I can see Kawhi taking over because
Go
ahead. Even though you cut me off, but okay.
Sorry,
that's okay.
But what I'm saying is this: what the hell can Kawhi do with a lesser supporting cast that LeBron couldn't do with a better supporting? So you mean to tell me mm-hmm. that the supporting cast that Kawhi has in Toronto mm-hmm. is better than the supporting cast that LeBron had in Cleveland last year or the year before?
I think that every situation is different, and this is my point. I think that Kawhi Leonard, with KD being out, if Kawhi goes for 40 points in the first game, if Lowry is at least 60% of what he was in the previous two games to wrap up that series, bro, they won 4 straight games. And I know Milwaukee isn't Golden State. However, keep in mind, game 1 and game 2 are in Toronto.
So?
They're going to be going crazy. The fans are going to be going crazy.
Okay, the fans were going crazy in Portland. The fans were going crazy in Houston.
So this is my point. You got a whole man out. KD is out.
He was out then too.
True, but this is the finals. KD is out, right? So you got one. Hold up. You got one guy missing from the equation. If Steph or Klay have a bad game,
that's a big if.
It's a huge if. But if they have a bad game, a bad shooting performance, and Toronto brings their A plus game, it could be a 2-point win in game one.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this, right?
So I think it'll go 6. I do think that Golden State will get everything together, do what they do, but they're not going down.
I'm
going
to tell you this. Toronto is barely scratching 100 points per game. Okay?
Barely. Now, when you play a team such as Golden State, you got to keep up. So they're going to get Toronto's best. You have to admit that. When we check back in next Tuesday,
listen,
right? Game one would have been played.
Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to beat them with Kawhi going for 27.
He got to score 40.
Kyle Lowry going for 17.
I need Lowry to have 25.
Van Vliet going for 14. You will get the doors blown off of you.
I agree.
Playing Golden State
that. So that's why I said Toronto has to bring their A game.
Their A game is Golden State's.
And they have to hope for Golden State's B-plus game or worse.
Their A game against Golden State is like Golden State's C-plus game. They are going to.
At home, yeah.
Listen to me.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Wait till you see.
Bro.
And I'll look this up for next podcast. Look at the statistics for game one in the finals.
That's
for
cool teams and all.
Home court advantage.
That's cool and all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you this. I don't give a damn how loud they yell in
mm-hmm.
Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if how Drake goes and rubs shoulders and everything like that. I can care less. They are gone, and no less.
By the way, I'm tired of Drake, man.
Okay, but again, they are gone, and no more than five games. You heard it here. And I'm being honest. I don't see this going past four games. I don't. Okay. I don't care how good Kawhi plays.
Mm-hmm.
He's not LeBron.
And keep in mind this, too. Kawhi has a little bit more motivation because remember when they last played the Warriors.
He can be motivated.
Zaza Pachulia rolled up under him.
He can be motivated all he wants.
Played for the Spurs. And
okay.
They were killing Golden State. And he was taken out of that series.
How motivated he is.
So you're saying no more than five games.
Done.
Okay.
Their run has come to an end. It's great. It's great for the city of Toronto,
mm-hmm.
but it's over.
Okay. Last but not least, Juwan Howard, former Fab Fiber. I keep saying fiber.
Because you hungry. That's why. Fiber.
Maybe I need,
need fiber.
A fiber bar or something.
Fiber bar.
Juwan Howard has been hired to be the University of Michigan Wolverines' next head coach.
That's nice. If
how do you,
that's,
you feel
that's,
like
that's pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? If he can, you know, get some big-time recruits in there,
yeah,
then that'd be good for the university. I think that'd be really nice. But
do you think he will?
Well, it's Juwan Howard. You know what I'm saying? And any kid that's hip to the Fab Five or whatever, that's good for recruiting. Just like how Penny is killing the college game right now in recruiting.
At Memphis. Yeah, where he went. He's an alma mater.
So that'll be pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. I'm happy for Juwan Howard. I don't know if he was ready for the lights to be that big, considering the fact that he's never had a head coaching job before. And he has a lot of pressure on him to turn the program around, but for them to win. And then we want to talk about players being privileged. What's up with Zeke Elliott, man? Talk about that a little bit.
Man, I don't know what's going on with Zeke, man. It's like, dude, don't get it.
He slammed a security guard.
He didn't slam him. He just walked up on him and just shoulder checked him. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But it's like, dude, don't get it, man. You're not a real human anymore. Okay,
right.
Once you sign that contract for millions of dollars,
you're a celebrity.
You're not you, mm-hmm. okay? You can't do average things that average people do.
Right.
You are a walking brand. You are a business at that point. You
Everything
have to conduct
is magnified.
Yourself as such. Mm-hmm. Everything is magnified. You can't do things that normal people do anymore.
Right.
You have to understand that. And I think he's kind of retarded. I'm serious. All jokes aside, I really think Ezekiel Elliott, he really has the mouth breather retard look, but you know, he's kind of retarded because dude just keep doing dumb stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't care about you drinking or whatever, whatnot, but come on, dude, you have to know.
Right.
I can't do this.
You got to be smarter than that.
Mm-hmm. And you keep putting yourself in a situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, granted, you know, at Ohio State, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, the alleged rape or abuse. I'll take that back. It wasn't rape. It was the alleged abuse, you know, whatever, whatnot. But come on, dude, you got to be way smarter than that, man.
Yeah.
You know, he's at the spring. Right after the alleged abuse thing, he's at the spring break thing, grabbing old girl breasts and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, jiggling them and pulling her shirt down. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
You know, that couldn't have been my son, man. I'd have smacked a spark from his face and, like, do something else.
Yeah, we definitely got to get into that more next episode.
Yo, how do you feel about my man Sonoris Perry asking for OJ's number?
See, I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. So why the hell are you asking for OJ's number? We don't know who the hell you are.
OJ Simpson.
The nerve. Are you serious?
Hilarious.
This man is a Hall of Famer. You want to ask for the Buffalo Bills 32?
Yeah.
Son, if you don't go and have 32 damn seats and sit your silly ass down, you want to ask for OJ Simpson's number? If I'm the equipment manager, I just would have looked at him with a blank stare like,
yeah, that's crazy. But don't O.J. Simpson or his family or something have to, like, approve it or agree to it?
No.
Or they have to, like, he has to pay them or something, right?
No, just have it. I don't understand why the Buffalo Bills organization didn't retire his damn number.
Oh, it's not retired?
No.
Did not know that.
What the hell? I don't care what he did in his personal life.
Right.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
However, This man is one of the greatest backs of all time.
All time.
Retire that damn number.
Yeah,
period.
I agree. Absolutely.
Retire that number. Absolutely. Shout out to the Juice, man. OJ the Juice, man.
I can't give him no shout out, man.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'll let you have that one.
Hey.
But this was fun, man. Thank you guys for tuning into our second episode of the Big and Bright Show.
Second episode of the Big and Bright Show.
Once again, send your emails to Big and Bright, B-R-I-T-E, show at gmail.com.
For
send
sure.
your questions, send your love, your hate. We'd love to hear from you, man. Much
Always.
Peace and love. Talk to you guys next week.
Peace, everybody. Catch you next week.
Yeah.